You're listening to Radio K-Man. I'm Shanda Gallego, and this is K-Man Up Close, proudly sponsored by K-Man National. The sound of legendary steel pianist Earl Appear, one of 18 people honored at this year's K-Man National Cultural Foundation's National Arts and Culture Awards ceremony, highlighting the achievements of those who've made significant contributions to the arts, culture, and heritage of the Cayman Islands. For a few moments, I sat down with Mr. LaPierre to talk about his love for music and how pleased he is to receive the 2019 Gold Star for Creativity Award.
How pleased are you to receive the 2019 CNCF's Arts and Culture Award?
It's a gold award, and I'm so happy to get a gold award. I've never gotten. I've gotten one gold award in Toronto, and this is going to just put the icing on the cake. I'm so happy and pleased that I'm getting an award. In Cayman, getting an award like that is tremendous.
It's a tremendous honor. Here, let's go back to the very beginning, the love of steel pan and just playing and everything. How did that come about?
All my parents, my mom wasn't a steel pan player, but she loved steel pan. My dad, everybody loved steel pan. And steel pan is part of Trinidad culture. I grew up in Trinidad, and I was one of the youngest steel pan arrangers in Trinidad when I was growing up. And then I got the opportunity to do steel pan in Toronto. And now I have the opportunity to do steel pan in Cayman.
Would you say it's in your blood?
Yes. They say music is in your blood. Uh-huh. Steel pan is in my blood.
What would you be doing if you weren't doing steel pan? Like, if this was not something you were doing right now, what would you be doing?
Steel pan. I can't think about nothing else I can be doing. I do this every day.
Yeah.
Honestly, just music in general and steel pan.
Okay.
And teaching.
Born in Port of Spain, Trinidad, Mr. LaPierre has made Cayman his home since 1986 and has been central in developing the instrument in Cayman for more than 30 years, teaching steel pan music at various schools across the islands. He now has over 30 students in pan classes.
Mr. LaPierre, what inspires you? What keeps you going? The young people?
The young people, yes.
Yeah, tell me more.
The young people, it's in good hands. And when I see all my young students playing pan, no. And how good they're playing. Mm-hmm. I never had that opportunity. I had to say, I went through the rough times, you know, when they had riots between different bands and in Trinidad, okay. Groups fighting against each other for territory things, but especially music. And these kids have everything. Good pans, clean pans, chrome pans, nice song and instruments. They have everything. I never had that.
And good teachers too.
And good teachers, all right.
Teachers that can invest in them.
Yes.
Day in, day out.
And I take every year, I take 35 to 27 kids to Toronto to take part in the steel band competition in Toronto.
Wow.
Mr. LaPierre has committed himself to his craft, and his love and passion have not gone unnoticed, receiving many awards and accolades, including 2019 Caribbean Music and Entertainment Awards in Canada for years of dedication to the music scene. He also grabbed the Lifetime Achievement Award back in September in honor for his distinguished years of outstanding performances and tireless dedication to the Caribbean music and entertainment industry.
I do have to ask, what's one piece of advice that you would give to other people chasing after their dreams and going after what they love?
Just go after it, man. Just don't give up on your dreams. If you dream about doing something, just go after it. And I try to install that in the kids that I teach to go after it, because they want to be like me.
Yeah.
You can tell they want to do what I do. They think it's easy, you know. Most of the students think it's so easy, but it has some hard times and some rough times and good times.
Tell me about those challenging times, like the lows. We see the highs, right? We see when you're out there playing, but what are some of those lows, the parts and the times that is just, it gets to you?
The lows are people who just started in this field with kind of in the lines of pricing. We all don't come together in the lines of pricing. Like if I say, let's say I give a price for a job, our next person come just to get a job and do underprice you just to get a job. That is a lot of things that happen here right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of the live music is that happened in Cayman as a when I first came. Lord, we had lots of live music when I came here. Yeah. Now it's dying music. Not DJs. I'm not against the DJs. They're doing what they have to do. But the DJs are capitalizing more than the live music right now.
Mr. Earl Lapierre leaves us with this.
What's your message? What is one thing that you want people to understand and come away from when they know and hear about Earl Lapierre and what you do? That's the toughest question.
The thing that this guy have a lot of patience, man. Yeah, he has done his job well. I know I've done that from the bottom of my heart. You know, I have given 100%. I have never given 98. Mm-hmm. Always 100% when it comes to steel pan music and teaching kids and teaching people in general. Because I have an adult class for just adults. And every Monday they get together at UCCI and they have fun. The adults have fun just as much as the young people.
You've been listening to K-Man Up Close, written and produced by Radio K-Man's Shanda Gallego, proudly sponsored by K-Man National. Music by Caymanian artist Paul Chin.